弟兄姐妹早。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
感谢主啊，让我们可以有这样的机会跟弟兄姐妹一起来分享神的话。
Thank God, I have a chance to share God's words with brothers and sisters.
弟兄刚才给我们带我们领那首诗歌《十字架》，十字架。
A brother earlier led us to sing the hymn "Near the Cross, Near the Cross."
我们没有沟通过。
We haven't communicated ahead of time.
但我在思想要我分享之前，我是这首诗歌真的不知道。
But before my sharing, when I was preparing this hymn, this particular hymn touched me too.
好，那我们还进到我们一起来分享之前，我们还是有一个简短的祷告。
Before we enter into sharing, let's bow our heads for prayer.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们感谢赞美荣耀归给你。
Our dear Lord, we give you thanks, praise, and honor.
主耶稣，我们感谢你，让我们可以跟弟兄姐妹一起来到你的殿中，一起来分享你自己的话语。
We thank you for leading your people into your house to share your words. What we can say and share is quite limited. May your Holy Spirit move among us. And whether we who are speaking or listening, may we be of one spirit. Help us when we consider these things that your name may be lifted. Please listen to our prayer in Jesus' name.
好，那大家还有一点点的回顾哈。那我们今年的主题是什么？大家应该知道吧。
Let's think back. What is our topic for this year?
应该是那我们今年的主题，弟兄在面前寻求的就尊主为大。
What we have sought after this year so far is magnifying Christ, putting Him first.Don't know which subtopic today is. This is a seventh topic. Our brothers have arranged 10 of them. There's 3 left after today. My topic for today, as announced earlier, was Christ and Him crucified.Let me just do my, I'll share the slides myself, so the AV brothers don't need to do it.
Okay,
regarding Christ and Him being crucified, where does this phrase come from? It comes from 1 Corinthians Chapter 2.
所以我们今天的经文就不单单是第二节，那我就把一到五节我们一起来先念一下，好不好？
Our main verses today is not only 1 Corinthians 2:2, but verses 1-5.
念完了，让弟兄来用英文帮我
们。I'll go ahead and speak in, I'll read it in Chinese, and then my brother will speak, repeat it in English.
弟兄们，从前我到你们那里去，并没有用高言大计对你们宣传神的。因为我曾定了主意，在你们中间不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。我在你们那里又软弱又惧怕又甚战惊。我说的话讲的道，不是用智慧委婉的言语，乃是用圣灵和大能的明证，叫你们的信不在乎人的智慧，只在乎神的大能。
And so it was with me, brothers and sisters. When I came to you, I did not come with eloquence or human wisdom as I proclaimed to you the testimony about God. For I determined to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. I came to you in weakness and with great fear and trembling. My message and my preaching were not with wise and persuasive words, but with a demonstration of the Spirit's power, so that your faith might not rest on human wisdom, but on God's power.I have a little distraction as I stand here. A footnote.
刚刚就一个月之前，我在看的时候就知道，我本来是安排是7月27号来站在讲台上面分享。
Over a month ago, I realized I was scheduled to speak on 7/27.
但很奇妙的是，我看到了弟兄们在安排 上面，也是说，哎，我讲台了，烧饭了，主义学带大煮了，三样一起来。
I realized that people realized I was going to preach, help with the kitchen and the kids at the same time.
我就跟有些弟兄们分享说，哎，我们烧饭讲台一起来，怎么可以做得到？
So I asked some brothers, I can't quite do all these things all together in 1 week.
有些姐妹就非常的非常的幽默。
So there were some sisters who were quite amusing.
说曹玉雄，你为是不是让那些音响的给你配一个什么？那个音响的，就是说那个 remote 的那个 speaker.
So they suggested, why don't they pair you up with some kind of microphone, remote microphone?
你就在那厨房里面一边烧菜的时候一边来讲。
You can speak and preach while doing your duties in the kitchen.
是，我就突然就想到这一句话，就说在你们中间不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
So reminded me somehow of this verse. I resolved to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
是不知道，那时候我就想到了，大哥大切肉去。
没听见。Oh, so I told Bruce, you go cut the meat.
那伟健呢就切萝卜吧。
And then somebody else will just cut the carrots.
所以就那不就乱套了嘛？就这样的说。
And then it would get quite messy, wouldn't it?
这神迹到我们的软弱，所以我就跟弟兄说：“哎，我们就换了一下。”所以我今天我去提前了两个礼拜站在这个讲台里面。
Due to my fear of weakness, I work things out with brothers and sisters to move my schedule up 2 weeks. That's why I'm here.
但我就如果我六，所以我主菜也不是27号，我去提的。
And I'm also no longer helping the kitchen 2 weeks from now. It's going to be next week. Should I reveal what dishes, what lunch we'll be having next week? This is not the main topic.
那我就说，哎，一般来说，站在讲台上面压力就大。
I thought to myself, there is a lot of pressure for standing up here and preaching.But I determined I need at least a whole month to prepare. And somebody else told me, well, it is exactly four weeks a month. You have enough time. So I thought and sought after what I wanted to say for 2 weeks.
到耶稣基督并他钉十字架是非，你说我真的不敢。当我在思想这个题目的时候，我们追求主这么多年，就不是为了这两样的事情。
After considering this particular verse in verse 2, I thought that all these years, everything we pursue, everything we seek, is not related to this verse.
特别因为我在寻求、在预备的时候，好像都是空白的，不知道，好像老鼠拉灰，无从下手那种感觉。
So I prepared for a while, and my mind went completely empty. I didn't really know what was gonna be.
但我在思想这个题目的时候，在有一天的时候，就神好像很奇妙的说，你就回到神的当中，你就把这些会，把这些话语背起来吧。
During the preparation, God revealed to me that it would just seriously take my word and just memorize them.
我们在现在这一句话就在哥林多前书的二章第二节。
So this particular phrase from 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 2.
如果只是这一句话的时候，很难可以明白这些话。
If you just read that verse verbatim by itself, it's very hard to understand it.
一定要前后文来一起来，才可以比较容易懂这些话。
We must pull in the context before and after this verse.
所以我就在里面就慢慢背，慢慢记，好像只有五节的经文，应该对那些会读书的人一下就可以背起。
So I realized that we need those five verses to those who are any level of scholar of the Bible to understand.
但我好像越思想越读的时候，里面的真谛是。真的好像第三节的时候告诉我们。
As I read more and more, I realized verse 3 tells me.
我在你们当中 惧怕，又上战惊。
Where it says, I came to you in weakness, with great fear and trembling.
但我越细想的时候，就觉得哇，我们的主这么大，我们怎么可以配？
The more I thought about the more I realized our God is so great. What we say is definitely not worthy.
所以我就可以在这里面，让我读的时候，神就给我明确的看见这几节的相对来比较。
So reading through these verses, God helped me understand the context and relationship between these five verses.
第一节他就告诉我们弟兄们，我在你们中间并没有用高言大计宣传神的奥秘。
First verse makes it very clear that Paul, when he went to them, he did not use human wisdom or eloquence about the testimony of God. What kind of person was Paul? We know what Paul is like, and he did not use his own skills to
因为我定了主意，因为我曾定了主意，在你们当中不知道别的，只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
He also decided himself that he would care about nothing except among the people in Corinth, Jesus Christ and him crucified.
看，想想他不知道别的，保罗是一个何等有文化、有知识的人。
Consider the person Paul, how cultured he is and how educated he was.
大家应该知道，我们现在已经查。
We know that we're around chapter 26 in the book of Acts on Friday night Bible study. One of our sisters gave us a summary page about the life of Paul. I thought it was very good. Using a summary cliff notes kind of way to tell us, Apostle Paul, for example, when he was young, he sat under the teaching of Gamaliel.
So he was young, he sat under the teaching of
So he basically he sat under very advanced teaching of a rabbi, and it's the equivalent of today would be having two doctorates.
但他当被主的大光照耀摸着的时候
，But when his being was touched and moved by God Himself. Around the time he was 30, 35, to the time he was martyred, it was about another 30-some years. Not hard to remember, right? Our Lord Jesus was on the earth for 33 years. Paul's days on the earth were 68 years. For the first 35 years, he was made ready with his education and his upbringing. But the last 33 years, he was prepared and honed by God Himself. So I was thinking about this verse again. If a typical, normal person said this, to know nothing among you except Christ crucified, it doesn't mean that much. But for someone who is so saturated with knowledge, and so very much devoted to God, for that person to say this, it is very real and earnest. So when we look at these words, like weakness and great fear and trembling,
完全在这里给我们看见保罗是谦卑的神的。
So he's not using his wisdom, but he's prostrate before God and yielding to God's power.
是靠着神的大能来奔跑这条天路。
To lean on God's power to run toward the kingdom.
只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
To know only, to know nothing except Jesus Christ and Him crucified.
有一点点那个解释，说基督在这里他所代表的。
Some have emphasize what Christ Jesus Christ represents here.
神工作的目标。
It represents the goal of God's work.
也是我们的生命。
And also our lives.
耶稣基督把他的生命放在我们的里面。
Our Lord gave the life of Jesus Christ and bound it up in our hearts.
这个题目是非常的大，弟兄姐妹。
This topic really is so so big, brothers and sisters.
刚开始的时候我就觉得，哎，你几十年一起来奔跑这条天路，好像 take it for granted， 就是好像理所当然的。
I was mulling over this, and I realized for decades we're pursuing God for this, and a lot of it was time wasted. We thank God for giving us this theme of putting God first, to place it in our hearts. As we consider Christ and His cross that He was nailed on,
在预备的时候，让我们可以实际下来除去我们自己的成分，才能多得基督的充满。这约翰福音第三章三十节的告诉我们。
So, in John 3:30, it says where it says he must become greater, I must become less. John.Yeah, John 3:30 says, you mean 1 John?
Yeah, you sure.
Okay, well, basically to let the cross be more prevalent in our hearts. To increase our experience of God as our days are reduced. To remind us, we who follow God, is God's life true, of being filled in our lives? This is not a short journey, this is a lifelong journey.
When we walk the road, there is Christ in us, we should be full of joy. When
we're walking this path and knowing that Christ is in us, we should be filled with joy. But we know there's a lot of temptations and trials along the way. A lot of places to stumble on and hoops to jump through along the way. But our Lord said, my yoke is easy, my burden is light, and we can stand it. The cross is the method by which God worked. And also the path we must take, that we must walk through. Like our brother leading us through hymn 78.
好像在世人当中，十字架这么难走的路，为什么是赏给那些基督徒呢
？That is to ask, why is the difficult path of the cross given to Jesus' followers?
但不要忘记，十字架是一个桥梁，到神的那个地方。
But don't forget, the cross is a bridge to our Lord.
没有这个桥梁，我们没有办法可以到神当中。
No bridge through the moat, there's no way to God.
所以跟我们的题目就连在一起的，因为主耶稣基督
So in connection to our topic, because of what Jesus Christ determined to go to the cross,
很多弟兄姐妹说，哎，如果只有主耶稣基督没有钉十字架，跟我们的生命没有任何的没有办法可以连接起来。
Many people say if Christ did not go to the cross, there's no way for God to be connected to us.
必须两个连在一起的时候，才可以感受那个效应那种结局才可以出来。
Only when two are connected that way can the result be realized.
用一个很简单的比喻，我们在礼拜五的时候就是说，如果你买有一瓶很贵重的那个香膏在里面。
To use an example, a simple example from our Friday, if we have a very, very good, small bottle of perfume.
但如果这个香膏是密封的，把它闭起来的时候，不管里面是多珍贵、多香。
But if the perfume is air, but if it's bottled up airtight, it doesn't matter how fragrant the solution is in the inside.
世人看见的就是一个瓶子在当中。
To the world, it's just a bottle.
如果你没有把那个瓶子打开，
but if you were to open the bottle,
里面的香膏没有流出来，
the fragrance had to be poured out.
就没有办法可以感受到那个香膏的香味。
If that doesn't happen, you can't taste or experience.
当那个香膏流出来，放在感受到四周围中间的时候
，But when the fragrance moves around among us,
才可以知道哇，这个是非常的宝贵的东西。
Only then can people realize this is a very precious thing.
这个只是一个比喻。
This is just an example illustration.
但这一句话，当我们一起分享，只知道耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
But this helps us understand Christ Jesus.Resolved to go to the cross. Jesus Christ, we know, is a sinless person. He's also the Son of God. He took on the form of flesh to come to the world, completely sinless. He did not come to play and have fun.The purpose of his coming, the very purpose, was to obey the Father and go to the cross. Without the cross, his precious blood would not have been shed. When these two things, though, are associated, it's God giving, God can channel his life to us.
可以除去只有十字架的那个，只有基督耶稣的宝血才可以洗净我们这些罪。
Only the cross and His precious blood can wash us and remove our sins from us.
他流出的水就是把生命也赏给我们。
The water that came out of His side gives us His eternal life.
所以这两个是分不开的。
These two things cannot be separated.
所以我们在这奔跑这条天路的，就是耶稣基督并他是连在一起。
So when we're straining toward the future, we are closely bound with Christ's life. We thank our Lord. To live in the life of cross is to walk the path of the cross. The work of the cross inside determines how much of Christ's life is within us. We thank Him. Also, while I was preparing this segment, this sharing, I was chit-chatting with some friends. And I remembered this phrase.
文字是平面的风景，脚步才是立体的阅读。
Okay, so words are the flat scenery, footsteps are the three-dimensional reading.
不晓得大家有没有听过这句话。
I don't know if anyone heard this phrase before. I certainly didn't.
如果叫你猜两句成语，你们会猜到哪里去？
If I was to test you on two proverbs, where would your mind go?
不要考你们哈，这是我自己的感觉哈。
No quiz for you. This is just what I thought.
去读万卷书， 行万里路。
So reading 10,000 books is not as good as traveling tens of thousand miles.
我们在当中，我也知道很多的弟兄姐妹很喜欢旅。
So I know some of us very much enjoy reading.
我自己也是很喜欢旅游的一个。
Oh, traveling. I enjoy traveling a lot.
有时候我也不是很喜欢读书的人。
I'm not so big on reading books sometimes.
但如果朋友说这句话的时候，我就对我的个性非常的吻合。
But if someone was to give this phrase to me and I understood it, I would think, hey, that's very relevant to me. I don't go to many places. But the few places, some of them that I go to, gives me very, very vivid memory of them. The feeling cannot be expressed with words.
特别是如果我也去过是什么大峡谷啊。
For example, I go to places like Grand Canyon.
见过很多的图片嘛，大峡谷多么的壮观。
I've seen many pictures of Grand Canyon. How grandiose the place is.
当我站在那个旁边看到那个多深多宽这么长的时候。
But when I'm actually there, seeing how deep and wide the canyon is,
那种感觉，特别是站在旁边，在那下面这么陡的时候，
especially when you're standing near the precipice,
我觉得人是多非常的渺小。
I had a feeling of how small we are.
当我爬到一个很高的山上面去看四周围的时候，
if I climb up onto some kind of summit of a mountain to look down,
我也是一个很喜欢爬山的人。
I do enjoy climbing a lot.
特别是在山顶上面，四周围看到那边的时候，很远那个方向。
Especially when I'm high up there and I can look in all four directions.
人顺什么？
And very far, I say to myself, "What is man really?"
为什么我用这一个比喻来跟大家来分享？
Why am I using this example to share?
跟我们今天所再看一下的。
Because to us listeners is very relatable.
对我来说，我读的书不是很多。
For me, the number of books I read is not that numerous.
我去旅游去走过的路不是很多。
My traveling days, my traveling distance, and the variety of where I go is not that much.
现在我们去的时候都是开车、坐飞机跟其他的。
Of course, when we go, we drive, we fly to get there.
没有说从这个地方你走路走到去。
We can't say, oh, we're going to walk there. That's impossible. But as we're reading the book of Acts, the path and the journeys that Paul took touches me greatly. As I went through this topic, I'm going to use some simple pictures to tell to show you guys the ways that Paul went. Two points I want to bring up here. So the top picture illustrates the first missionary journey taken by him and... It took about a year or two that time. So if you count up the perimeter or the total distance, it's about around 1,400 miles that he walked.
But he walked the place, I don't know.一一的列出来。如果大家有兴趣的，你可以在《使徒行传》里面那边去读，那很细节的。
I didn't detail every single location he went on his first missionary journey. But if you have interest, you can look at them in Acts.
记得就大概是1,400英里，用了一到两年的时间。
Just remember, it's about 1,400 miles of either riding or walking over a period of 2 years ish.
第二次的步道
second missionary journey. Took around 3 years. Remember from Antioch, or wherever he started the journey from the second time, 2,000 or more than 2,000 miles for 3 years. 2,200 to 3,000 miles, around
there.
Third missionary trip took 4 to 5 years. Look at the red and blue path, how far he went, how long he went. Probably around 2,700
miles.
Fourth trip, not quite a missionary journey, but a journey to the west there. It left Paul about 10 years. So exact order that Paul traversed in all three places is not 100% spelled out, so I use my best judgment to draw it out. So I merely summarized all his trips that he took for the purpose of missions. It was around
9,800
miles. So if I converted it to KMs, it would be 15,700
KMs.
When you consider the path that Paul took, you know there was no planes, no cars, no trains, no bicycles. At most, they would have had a donkey. Paul went to all these places, all those times, step by step. Not very similar to the way we travel, where we only care about our destination and our goal of where we want to be. Paul used his literal feet to go place to place. So you can see here why I wanted to record his steps. Like we said earlier, reading 1,000 books is not as good as traveling 1,000 places. Paul not only read those tens of thousands of books, he walked not only 10,000, 16,000 KMs, but the path that he took with his literal feet, a servant of God so heavily used. So this big servant being used by God through the touching of the Holy Spirit tells us to know nothing among them except Christ, Jesus Christ and Him crucified. So we understand Paul's and just how intelligent he is. When we read Book of Acts, the answers he gave to those who judged him during his captivities, very, very orderly and wise, and very courageous. And it was not only his courage and mind, but also the leading of the Holy Spirit. Otherwise, he couldn't stand there. For such a person to be able to say, I don't care about anything else, I only care about Christ in you.
所以我们真的感谢主，所以我在预备这个时候，这个的时候，真的特别是被这些被保罗所摸到。
So I thank God when I was preparing for this, I was greatly moved by the person of Paul.
在腓立比书三章八节的时候，他怎么告诉我们？
So in the book of Philippians chapter 3 verse 8, what does it say?
不单这样，我也把万事当作是有损的，因为我认识我主耶稣为至宝。
Paul,
我把万事都抛弃了，看作粪物，为要得着基督。
Paul says, what is more, I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them garbage that I may gain Christ.
大家知道保罗写的书信有多少？
Does anyone know the number of epistles, letters Paul wrote?
新约三九二十七卷的书。
So, the 27 books of the New Testament.
13本书是保罗写的。
13 of them was written by Paul.
如果把那个希伯来书放在当中，我们不知道谁写的之外。
Oh, so if we take the book of Hebrews, who we don't have a clear author of.
超过一半的书信是保罗写的。
More, the majority of the rest was written by him.
大多数的书信在什么地方、什么环境里面写的呢？
Most of the epistles, where they were, what the cities were like.
是保罗被监在关在牢房里面。
Many of them were written by Paul in his prison.
宣身体很软弱的时候。
They were written during a time where he was very bodily weak.
但他里面的光是从里面的生命流露出来。
But the light from the inside, it comes from his spiritual life.
这样他真的可以感受到以认识主耶稣为至宝。
So that he can truly organically experience the life of the Lord Jesus Christ in his heart.
腓立比书三章十三到十四节的时候告诉我们，弟兄们，我不以为自己已经得着了，只有一件事情，就是忘记背后，努力向前，向着标杆目标竭力追求，为要得着神在基督里召我往上去的奖赏。
In Philippians 3:13-14, Paul said, Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of itBut one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus.
当我看到保罗这样写这些书信，想到这些书信的时候，
When I think about the epistles Paul wrote, and I'm reminded of them,
每一趟我想到的时候，真的我就想到我们这些何等不配的人，要软弱在惧怕在神的话语当中。
When I compare against someone like Paul and what he went through and what he did, it makes me feel very unworthy to dwell in words like these.
还有就是说，他就说，凡属耶稣基督的人，已经把肉体连肉体的邪情私欲同钉在十字架上面。加拉太书五章二十四节。
He also said elsewhere that he have been.Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with his passions and desires.
但我断不以别的夸口，只夸我们主耶稣基督十字架。因这十字架，就我而论，世界已经钉在十字架上；就世界而论，我已经钉在十字架上面。
But then he says later on that may he never boast except in the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ, through which the world has been crucified to him and him to the world.
保罗是一个真认识耶稣基督和十字架的人。
Paul is someone who truly understands Christ and His cross.
我们感谢主，让我们可以思想，再次的可以想到保罗的一生给我们的激励。
We thank God for being able to recap and consider the life of Paul before our Lord.
刚才我不是告诉你们说，我们说哦，文字只是平面。的风景，对，脚步才是 才是立体的阅读。
Earlier, didn't I mention those two quotes, the first of which said something like, the book is 2D, but to experience it is three-dimensional?
还有加一句的，加拉太书二章二十节的时候，我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
So call back also Galatians 2:20, it says, I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me.
刚才我说的那句话哈，是对我自己是好像验证我，就是哎，我读万卷书不如走万里的路。
So the proverbs I read earlier, it reminds me that, hey, it's better to travel 10,000 kilometers than reading 10,000 books.
但我觉得那句话不适合保罗。
But I don't think that saying should be appropriated is appropriate for a person like Paul.
但我在想的时候，我给他列了这一句的话。
So when I thought about it, I put this phrase up.
这句话就是说，文字是预备神智慧的风景，脚步才是认证神大能的阅读。
英文。Oh, so on the screen, words are the scenery that prepares for God's wisdom.Steps are testimonies of God's ultimate power. Reading.
保罗的见证，保罗所给我们写的书信里面。
Paul's testimony, Paul's epistles, the words written there for us.
如果神不是允许他让他这样的布道在里面跟弟兄姐妹彼此相爱、彼此交通的当中。
If God did not give him a chance to go on his journeys and to share his life with brothers and sisters he met along the way.
如果没有圣灵在他里面做些启示跟来认证的工作的话，
If the Holy Spirit did not give him resolution and assuredness of where he was headed,
我真的很难想到保罗可以写出这样的书信出来。
I can't imagine Paul being able to write stuff like this.
写这些书信也不是保罗自己可以写的。
These epistles cannot have been written by Paul himself.
一定在圣灵在他里面来做一些认证的工作出来。
It is absolutely ascertained by the Holy Spirit.
所以在这个地方的时候，我可以在这一句话上面，我就用说使徒保罗的一生。
So using the phrase I just read, I can ascribe it to the Apostle Paul.
好像短短六十八年的时间。
These short 68 years.
他走过的路，他读的书，是首先为神被神所预备，为神做见证。
His preparation, the books he read, the places he went, it's for the purpose of testifying, witnessing for God.
所以，如果我们今天所分享一点的时候，保罗的一生是怎么样
？So if we wanted to share a little bit about Paul's life,
总结就是只知道。耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
It would be summarized by that phrase.
我在想的时候，有没有什么可以比这一句话更好的
？The phrase to know nothing among you except Christ crucified. I try to think of a better one.
但就是这一句话，直接在我的心底里面，对我来说。
But this phrase kept circling my heart.
所以我们尊主伟大今年的题目，就是用这句话是非常高大上。
So, using this phrase is a very lofty way of contributing to our theme for this.
一句话就可以让我们也跟的，可以让我们可以忘记背后，努力向前，向着标杆去走。
To forget what is behind and straining toward the goalpost.
我们很多歌就是说，我们真的不知道明天会怎么样，但我们知道谁掌管明天。
We have that hymn that says, "I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, but I know who controls it."
但真正的道路就是在十字架的道路。
But the path there is absolutely the path of the cross.
让我们每一个弟兄姐妹在今年或将来，我们都是有尊主伟大这个上面。
May we, and in future days and years even, that we can spend time on this magnifying the Lord topic.
十字架是少不了。
The cross cannot be omitted from that.
如果这个十字架不是说一个人可以走的
，If the cross was not walkable by one person，
一定要在弟兄姐妹一起来彼此扶持上面走。
We know that it's by brothers and sisters carrying each other's burdens that way。
感谢我们赞美我们的主。
we thank and praise our God so much.
我特别是刚跟那个西琴姐妹说，我在预备的时候也是78首的那首诗歌，非常的摸着我。
So I also thank my sister. I told her when I was preparing, hymn 48 came to mind and helped me a lot.
当我结束我今天分享之前，我们还是邀请大家一起把这首诗歌唱一唱。
I invite everyone before we finish today to sing that hymn one more time.
我们唱第一节跟第四节，我们站起来一起唱好不好
？Let's just stand and sing verses 1 and 4. 78. Sorry, hymn 78, not 48.
天家 人是我的依靠。主耶稣，我们感谢、赞美、荣耀归给你。
Lord Jesus, praise, thanks, and glory be yours.
在世人当中，主十字架是羞辱。
To the world, the cross is foolishness.
当我们走这条路的弟兄姐妹，是一个何等大的恩典。
For those of us on this path, it's such an act of grace.
主耶稣，我们感谢你为我们把十字架放在我们的当中。
We thank you for placing the cross among us.
也求你继续的来在我们奔跑这条十字架道路上面，主啊，你给我们能力。
May you give us power and strength when we walk this path of the cross.
让我们跑这条路的时候，靠着你，我们可以一步步的前行。
Such that when we run, we can lean on you and go step by step.
主啊，我们真的把感谢来归给主。
We really give thanks to our Lord.
耶稣基督并他钉十字架。
Jesus Christ, he resolved to go to the cross.
让我们每时每刻有尊主伟大的心。
May we at all times have a heart to magnify our Lord.
让你自己的名可以在这里得着全部的赞美跟荣耀。
May your name receive all the glory and honor.
我们在这里的不配祷告是奉主基督耶稣宝贵的名。
In our unworthy selves, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
请坐。
Please take your seats.